Everybody, Andy here again. Well, yesterday I did a boo all about the snow and about trains, and it was pretty well received actually by various people. People were thanking me for giving them some sort of an insight into what happens in this country. And I actually had a communication from someone I know over on the other side of the pond asking me to do a vlog actually rather than the boo, all about my experiences with trains and snow and that type of thing, because it reminded me what some of the things that I said of when their own father, I believe it was, from sort of 40 odd years ago, and so, you know, living near a railway line and that. So I may well do that in time, because as I mentioned yesterday, I had never really spoken about what I did in the past work wise because it's one of those things that I was always wary, one of those people wary of being on sort of social media sites and giving too much information away, shall we say. Not that particularly wanting to give away trade secrets or anything like that. And as I did yesterday, I would actually sort of stand up for some of the companies that I used to work with or around, shall we say, and we'll sort of talk up the railway industry, apart from actually knock it down when it deserves it, which it has been needing a bit of criticism recently. And I'm not going to think about making another boo along those lines, but I thought, no, everyone else is doing it now. The only point that I would say quickly was that I didn't actually mention yesterday, because what happened, I went out and recorded that boo yesterday. My first attempt went over 10 minutes, and that's when audio boo cut me out. I'm lucky in as much as that I get over the 5 minute mark, and I had no real knowledge as to why that happens. It suddenly my account was allowed to go up to 10 minutes instead of the normal 5, which I'm grateful for, because I tend to rab it on a little bit. But I did actually happen to mention, meant to mention, should I say, about Network Rail's position in all of the snow. I mean, sorry for anyone who's outside of the UK, but those who are in the UK know all about this. There's been so much today about transport problems, especially in the southeast, which I was talking about, and you may well have heard some of the things that I was talking about being talked about by transport correspondents or representatives of the particular train operating companies about the third rail and the problems. That is the main issue, and you probably heard other things that I mentioned about the information, which has been very, very badly handled, I think, in lots of ways. But other people have not tended to mention the aspect of Network Rail amongst all of this. Now, for those who aren't aware, with privatisation, when the railway was privatised, it was split between a track operating a company, Railtrack as it was, who then were in charge of all the rails, all the track, all the points, all the crossings, all of that type, the signals and everything like that, the signalmen and everybody like that as well. And then the train operating companies actually rent the lines, so to speak. They pay track access charges to run their trains. They can't just, as I pointed out yesterday, you can't just run a train as you feel like it, which is one of the reasons that now you don't tend to get ghost trains running and that type of thing, because it becomes a bit complicated. You know, Network Rail don't tend to, they do run some trains, but they only tend to run them at certain times, etc. But as I said, I don't have too much knowledge about that, so I don't want to sort of commit myself too much. But ultimately, they are in charge of the track. The train operating companies who run the trains pay money to actually access that track. It's a bit like you paying on, like a toll road, I suppose. You pay a toll to go on that road. But obviously with a train, you are booking a time slot, etc. So you're probably paying quite a bit of money for that access. But if you can't access that track, or there's issues with the track, with the live rail being iced up, or with snow, you know, in the way, and you're having to abandon your train because of that, or the train won't work because of the infrastructure's not right, surely that's not down to the train company, that's down to Network Rail. But everybody seems to blame the train companies. That is one thing that does need to be looked into. And don't forget, they now, as Network Rail, are now owned by the government. They were taken over back into public ownership by the government a few years ago, quite rightly so in my opinion, because the previous people were making too much money. As I said yesterday, it shouldn't be run as a business. But they've made lots of cutbacks and things like this, and this is another thing that's come out recently, and some of the train companies have been guilty of that as well, of getting rid of some staff, especially station staff, those people that you want there when there is a problem, to actually give you information, to be able to reassure people, to help people, to clear the platforms, that type of thing. Man, the ticket offices and that, if you get rid of all those people and then there's no one there, you know, it's not a lot of fun, is it? And that's when it comes home to roost. All the time the trains are running nicely, all the times the weather's good, then everything runs pretty well. And it does run pretty well. It's a bit like clockwork. But it only takes one thing to mess it up, and then the whole thing falls down like a pack of cards, or potentially does. So that's one issue with that. But and now I've gone completely off what I was going to talk about. I wasn't going to talk about that at all. I thought, no, I'm not going to talk about the railways today, but ultimately I have. But as I said, there's been a lot of talk about this, when it will get back together again. We've been talking about other countries and how we don't cope when the other countries do. Well, they don't cope, actually, some of them. Yes, places like Sweden and everywhere, that Russia or even other parts of Europe and Canada and all these places are always mentioned. But they know what they're going to get every winter. This weather, as everybody knows, is different. It's exceptional. I mean, everyone's going about, this is the most amount of snow we've had for X amount of years. It's certainly the most amount of snow that I've ever seen since I've lived in Hastings, 22 years. And it's the deepest snow I can remember for as long as I can remember, pretty much. And everyone's talking about 1965, and there's much snow since then. So this is a pretty exceptional event. We shouldn't be surprised that things are going wrong. I've just seen someone on the TV saying that they've got problems in parts of Europe as well, but that never gets reported. We only tend to report the bad things, but that's another issue. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there because I already wandered off what I was going to talk about, and maybe I'll talk about that another day, and I'll save that maybe for tomorrow. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.